And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 10th of September, 2012. It's the birthday of the original Rin Tin Tin, the German shepherd dog born in Lorraine, France, 1918, who starred in 23 movies for Warner Brothers, starting with Where the North Begins in 1923, and also starred in a radio program, The Wonder Dog, in which he did his own barking and did other sound effects. It's the birthday of the poet Mary Oliver, born Maple Heights, Ohio, 1935, dropped out of college when she was just a teenager, made a pilgrimage to Edna St. Vincent Millay's estate, upstate New York. Millay had been dead for several years, but her sister Norma still lived there. Norma and Mary Oliver hit it off, and Mary Oliver lived on the estate for several years, and it was there that she met Molly Malone Cook, who'd come to pay a visit to Millay. Oliver and Cook fell in love. They moved to Provincetown, Massachusetts. Cook became Oliver's literary agent, and sometimes she impersonated Mary Oliver for phone interviews because she hated talking to the press. They were together for more than 40 years, and after Cook died in 2005, Mary Oliver published Thirst, a collection of poems about her grief. It's the birthday of the Irish author Marion Keyes, born in Limerick, 1963, author of several bestsellers, Watermelon, Sushi for Beginners. In 2010, she wrote a newsletter to her fans talking about her own struggle with clinical depression. She said, "I feel like I'm living in hell. I can't eat, I can't sleep, I can't write, I can't read, I can't talk to people. The worst thing is that I feel it will never end." Earlier this year, she published a cookbook called Saved by Cake, including some basic cake recipes for beginners and also an account of her depression and how the act of baking helped her to recover. Marion Keyes, whose latest novel, The Mystery of Mercy Close, is due out this week. And it was on this date in 2008 the Large Hadron Collider was powered up for the first time, the world's largest particle accelerator, underground in the shape of a ring 17 miles in circumference, near Geneva, Switzerland. And it was there in July scientists announced that they may have found a subatomic particle that is the theoretical Higgs boson, sometimes called the God particle, the particle that they hope would explain how nothing first became something, named for a young scientist named Peter Higgs, who is now 83 years old and who wept at the announcement. Here's a poem by Mary Oliver on her birthday, entitled In Blackwater Woods. "Look, the trees are turning their own bodies into pillars of light, are giving off the rich fragrance of cinnamon and fulfillment. The long tapers of cattails are bursting and floating away over the blue shoulders of the ponds. And every pond, no matter what its name is nameless now. Every year, everything I have ever learned in my lifetime leads back to this, the fires and the black river of loss, whose other side is salvation, whose meaning none of us will ever know. To live in this world, you must be able to do three things: to love what is mortal, to hold it against your bones, knowing your own life depends on it, and when the time comes to let it go, to let it go." A poem by Mary Oliver in Blackwater Woods from American Primitive, published by Back Bay Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Reputation.com, helping businesses leverage a powerful form of advertising, online reviews. Learn more at Reputation.com. Written by Holly Vanderhaar, produced by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.